I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. The best-known izakaya in Las Vegas has put roots down in West Hollywood, and Jonathan suggests it's worth a visit. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Evan.
Where are we going today?
We are going to the new branch of Aburiya Raku.
So given that it's a new branch, where was it located before?
Las Vegas, in the tiny Chinatown area on Spring Mountain Road. And it has, for the last several years, been the place that food people obsess about. So after you've spent 3 days eating it, you know, Robuchon and Savoy, then you go to Raku and have just really straightforward Japanese izakaya food.
When you go to an izakaya, it's like an original small plates place.
Right. You order for the table. Almost nothing is just for you, though this place has a very strong Robata Yaki component.
Which means?
Grilled things on skewers. And so it's possible to split up that slab of salmon belly that comes on the skewer, but you're not going to want to. That's your salmon belly, and you will fight for it.
What were some of the highlights for you?
You can get oyaji tofu. It means like old guy tofu. It means like the way that Gramps likes it or something.
And how does Gramps like it?
Apparently he likes it with some wilted mustard greens and with the Japanese equivalent of the North Chinese condiment called spicy chili crisp.
I'm so addicted to that stuff.
A spicy chili crisp is just the best.
We could just do a whole segment on that, which we should do one day. What else did you have?
There's one salad that I thought was fascinating. It's very much a Caesar salad. They call it dried tatami salad. And the tatami is made of, you know, baby sardines that have been pressed into a mat and then dried. So they're very light and crispy, like half a Triscuit cracker or something, but with that sort of sardine umami taste. It's a Caesar salad. It's romaine lettuce with like a Parmesan dressing. So it's like something you've had a million times, but there's that twist to it that makes it a little bit different.
They've combined the crouton and the anchovy.
Exactly. One of the other things I love there is they call it fried ice fish. And usually I think of ice fish as something different, but these are tiny, translucent little white bait, I guess, that are fried and very light and they're very delicate and crunchy. But it always makes me think of French fries with eyes.
Alrighty then.
The best way to end a meal there, I think, is with kamameshi, which isn't on the menu, so you have to remember it. Kamameshi.
Kamameshi. What is kamameshi?
Kamameshi is kind of a wet Japanese pilaf cooked and comes to table in a heavy iron pot. There's salmon and there's herbs and there's roe and there's all kinds of things in it. It's just this big, satisfying heap of rice. And you'd think that it would be heavy, but because of the lightness of the herbs and the flavorings, doesn't taste heavy at all. It's really good.
That was Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Aburiya Raku in West Hollywood. Text the words good food to 69866 and you will get a text with the restaurant's address and Jonathan's recommended dishes.